Now, we might not think of someone who is deaf as being closed. But if you really kind of think about it, the loss of a sense is really being closed off to that sense. We can't, if we lost our sense of hearing, we would not be able to hear what's around us. We would be closed off to that. So it's appropriate that our Lord said to this deaf man, be open. Be open. That impediment was removed. That block that kept him from hearing and speaking was removed, and now he could hear and speak. What's more common than a sensory impediment, loss of sight, loss of hearing, loss of speech, is spiritual impediment, being closed off to God and His Word. And to us, our Lord is saying, as He said to that deaf man, that mute man, be open. Be opened to God's Word. Be open to what God wants to do in our lives. You know, it's rather appropriate we have a baptism tonight, because as part of the baptismal ritual, the priest makes the sign of the cross over the newly baptized ears and lips, praying that the child will have his or her ears opened to hear God's word and his or her lips opened to proclaim his praise, to proclaim that word. That is a prayer for each and every one of us, that we would be open to hearing God's word, to hearing that word of God proclaimed in the scriptures, that word of God that is passed down by the church from generation to generation through her teachings. Of course, that word of God that is our Lord Jesus Christ. So as we were baptized, we were prayed over that we would hear that word of God. We also need to be open to God's work in our lives, that as we hear that word of God, it moves us. It moves us to be open to the working of the Holy Spirit in our lives. The Holy Spirit wants to work in and through us, drawing us to God, giving us the grace that we need to then go out and be the light to the world, the light of Christ in the world. Again, we see that symbolism with baptism and the candle being lit, the baptismal candle being lit off of the Easter candle. That symbolism of us being called to be the light of Christ in the world. And this is why that I know I've used this before, and I really need to say it again. The seven deadliest words in the spiritual life are, we have always done it this way. Because that's not an openness to the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. That's not an openness to seeking God's word working in our lives. It's preventing us from doing the changes that we need in our lives and the changes we need as a community to do God's work in the world. We are being called to be open to that salvation that Christ has called us to. That we need to place more importance on moving towards eternal life than we do the cares of the world or personal desires. Now, that's not to say that we need to cut ourselves off from the world and go build a hermitage somewhere and just completely focus on Christ. No. We are called to be in the world, but not of the world. We are called to enjoy the good things of the world, but to always keep our focus on Christ, to be open to that salvation that He has promised us. And then finally, we are called to be open to the needs and the cares of others, to place others before us, to place the need of those around us before our desires. Now, the fact is, we're all busy. We all have things going on in our lives. We're constantly running here, there, and everywhere. And unfortunately, we become too busy about our things and not busy enough about the things of others, the needs of others. This is why there are so many of our service organizations, such as the Knights of Columbus, the Parish Council of Catholic Women, other organizations around the community that are service-oriented, why their demographic is getting older every year. Because we're too busy to be involved with those service organizations. We're too busy taking care of our lives and doing what we think we need to do to be concerned about serving others. And so there are needs for help that are going unmet. There are needs that in our parish, in our community, that no one is filling because people aren't reaching out to others. We need to sacrifice our time to help others. And then we also need to ensure that we are judging each one with care, that we are treating each other with care, not judging unjustly, not pushing away someone because we don't like them, pushing away someone because we don't agree with them, pushing away someone because we think we're better than they are. That's a real risk. You know, St. James wrote the second reading. He says, "Show no partiality as you adhere to the faith in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ." You know, what they're seeing in that community that James was writing to was that the rich people were being treated better than the poor people. The rich people were getting the preferential treatment. The poor people were like, "I'll just go stand over there. Just get out of the way." We can't do that. We need to treat everyone and serve everyone as equals. Even if we're mad at them, even if they've done things we disagree with, we must be open to everyone, to serving everyone without exception. But the fact is, none of this will happen with a closed heart. None of this will happen if we do not hear that call of our Lord. So may we truly hear that call of our Lord in the depths of our heart to be opened.